Hi there, this is Kohari Unregged from the Code Lyoko forums, and I got a little idea while I was talking to Malunas on AOL Instant Messenger to have a 5-minute discussion. Not a discussion, a 5-minute rant, if you will, on Code Lyoko and the state of the Code Lyoko fan base every so often. So, I just thought that this would be a neat sort of an idea. I don't know if any of you agree with me or not. So, let's start with possibly the greatest of the Code Lyoko fan base, which is going to be the forums themselves. In my opinion, the forums are going good, but not great. I see a lot of spam topics in many places, but we've increased moderator support. For example, not to offend anyone or anything, but I saw a thing sort of in there called poll virtualization, which personally I don't see the point of. I don't know if that's a fan. I suppose it's a fan-made poll, but I don't know how much effort this person really put into it. Despite the fact that I love being considered a... I don't want to sound egotistic or anything. I love being considered a quote-unquote Code Lyoko celebrity. I've seen two topics today about me being popular, people calling me there. Despite the fact that I like that, it's somewhat considered spam. Also, The Void, I've noticed, has, I think, the most posts. All the Code Lyoko fans are most interested in other things, which I think is pretty funny. I might leave. I don't know. That's not a very good topic title or anything. But I suppose it's void material. So overall, I think, with a few more mods, maybe two or three, the Code Lyoko forums will be a great place where fans can chat around and stuff. I think that many of the fan forums that popped up, I think one of them, in my opinion, is worth visiting. The other ones are, no offense yet again, but way too small. For instance, 8 members or so. I personally am a big fan of Tech Links because they have episodes to download and things like that. Definitely a good place to go. I like the Code Lyoko official forums. I would have liked Code Lyoko or the Lyoko Network, I think it was, if they were still up. That's where I used to get all my songs and stuff. You know, A World Without Danger. That's the next thing I want to talk about. A World Without Danger. That's very interesting. I have no idea why. Maybe it's subliminal messages or something. But A World Without Danger is very, very, very... not repetitive, but almost brainwashing in a way. I don't know why, I don't know, I listen to it so much. I really like it. In fact, just before I started doing this, I was listening to A World Without Danger French version. I don't even take French and I know the lyrics. I don't know why, but it seems to pull me and other people into listening to it, and I think that that's a very good ad campaign for Team Lyoko, Project Lyoko, whatever you want to call it. And, let's see. And I also want to talk about my movies and the current state of my movies, which I hope you all have watched. They're very, very good. I love them. Well, I made them. And I specifically like my third movie, and I want to talk about the future of my movie-making career with the Code Lyoko community. Until the airing of Season 2, which, according to the Moonscoop press release and what I currently stand by, is around fall 2005, I will not, unless, of course, my request topic, but I'm sort of considering that. I don't know. I might want to receive some sort of a compensation for working a few hours on someone's movie, just posting it on the internet. But I would definitely like it, I cannot work on any more movies, I'm sorry, not Code Lyoko the fourth movie or something, until the third season is out or until I get at least 4 more episodes of Code Lyoko. I'm sorry. Well, we've reached the end of our 20 seconds, believe it or not. Alright, 5 minutes. We've got about 10 seconds left. Nah, 15. And I'd just like to say thank you for tuning in to the Code Lyoko Powercast, I'd call it, taking off the BZP Powercast. And I'd love to see you again next time, maybe with guest stars or something. Bye.